I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. I'm going to dive into the Commanders 53-man roster as we talk about training camp wrapping up. They make cuts. Odyssey Sports training camp coverage brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Did you guys find there to be any surprises?
No, it was remarkably standard, if you've been paying attention at all. There weren't any real shocks. Maybe the biggest is that they only kept five receivers at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment. Just, they're probably going to add somebody. But I would say that was the biggest surprise.
Yeah, I mean, kind of everything else.
I was kind of bummed Cole Turner didn't make it. I didn't think he was going to, but...
Maybe they'll re-sign him. Somebody said he might be a practice squad candidate.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
He's such a good dude.
I don't know much about Colson Yankoff's game, but I guess he impressed enough to make the final roster.
He played a lot last year, actually. He's just a versatile special teams
guy.
Some
people thought he was going to be the third tight end and maybe make it over Sinnott.
Yeah, there's some talk about that.
But obviously Sinnott made it.
They have the oldest roster in the NFL. Yeah. There was data compiled by Jimmy Kempsky of the Philly Voice, and their average age is 28.1.
I would say maybe the other surprise possibly was that they kept Josh Johnson. They're also saying that it's a lock that they're going to bring back Hartman on the practice squad. So they clearly like something that he brings. I think it's got to be beyond just being Jaden's best friend.
Yeah.
Maybe he can run the scout team in a way that they like.
Sure.
I don't get it. But I was a little bit surprised also that they kept Josh. But I was listening to some others. I think maybe Grant was pointing out, you know, when Mariota hasn't basically played at all, you got to have somebody. You got to have somebody with some experience there as your backup. In fact, if the season started today, you know, Josh might start number two.
Now, they don't have to make him active on game days, right? Because of the new rule
they can
put in an emergency quarterback.
But I think early on he might be.
Oh, yeah, because of Mariota's tendonitis, Achilles tendonitis.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that probably helped him make the roster.
And maybe the fact that Cleveland Farrell didn't make it, although, you know, the talk during camp was he just wasn't doing much.
Well, also, but he played so late in that last preseason game.
Yeah,
that's a red flag.
That guy was the number four pick in the draft.
Right.
Yeah.
And so he's obviously out there and looking for a team. But
does the age concern you, Bish? So they've got Von Miller, 36, Bobby Wagner, 35, Zach Ertz, 34, Tunsil's 31, Eckler's 30. Yeah. Like I said, your average age is 28.1, which according to this guy who's been compiling this for years, it is the oldest roster he's ever compiled.
I have to say it's a little bit concerning because they ran so pure when it came to injuries last year and they weren't this old. So yeah, I'd be a bit concerned.
That's what
about
I was going to say, because the older guys tend to, you know, they could break down a little easier than the younger guys.
Right.
And we saw that the backups just weren't that great in the preseason. So if you have to rely on some of those backups, especially early in the season, yeah, that would concern me a little bit.
It's an issue, but it's an issue only until it is when guys start getting nicked up. You know, for now, it's fine, whatever. Like, what is second? So they're 28.1 or whatever. What is the next oldest team? Is it like 27 and a half? Is it 26? Like, you know, like how close are they?
Don't know.
To everybody else.
I don't have all the rest listed. I would like a little context on it.
I'm guessing it's probably in that 27 range.
Yeah,
the Packers apparently are the youngest team in the NFL for the third straight year.
Yeah. Listen, when they took over the roster, we know this, they mentioned it, they didn't like anybody on the roster. So you can't just overhaul it with all young people. You got to sprinkle in some oldsters. And some of these guys have come back I didn't necessarily think Bobby Wagner would be back this year when they initially signed him last year. But he played so well and was so well-liked, they brought him back.
The next oldest rosters outside of the Commanders are the Panthers.
What's what is the number?
28 years, 1 month, 15 days.
What is ours?
28 years, 7 months, 4 days.
Okay, so we got them by 6 months on average.
And the Vikings are the only other team that averages 28 years of age. They're 28
Packers.
Years, 9 days.
So they're not massive outliers. There are three teams that have 28 years or older.
And it looks like there's like almost 10 to a dozen teams that are 27 years of age average.
I mean, they're clearly the oldest.
I don't know if, but, I mean, I'm looking at an article here which says the youngest, now this might be, yeah, the youngest is the Packers at 25.23. The Eagles are second.
Mm-hmm.
25.
Yeah, the Eagles are set up. They're good. It's going to be a while before we can get down to that range. But it is what it is.
I only see two teams over 27, Cakes.
We must be looking at different lists then. I mean, mine's dated but August 25th, 2025.
They're old.
That's the bottom line.
We're the oldest.
I mean, I wish I was 28. We're calling them average
almost,
of 28.
You're almost double 28.
I know. It's kind of
you're almost double 28.
Depressing.
Had to do the math for a second there in my brain.
It doesn't sound like it's crazy, crazy old, but I mean, they are the oldest, no denying it. It is what it is.
Yeah, we'll see if they can stay healthy.
But Josh Johnson contributes to that.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he spikes the number.
I think he's played for every team in the league.
Bobby Wagner does. Quite a few of those. Von Miller does.
He's going to get a silly pension, though.
Oh,
for all of his vested years. Josh Johnson.
Yeah.
He's doing it right.
But I think he's 39, but he's only got maybe 11 vested years. I mean, it's still good.
It's fine.
I know. I think kind of the magic for some of these guys is once you get to 10, then it gets really good.
So. Yeah.
Good on him.
That guy's an NFL survivor.
But it'll be interesting today who they bring back, right? They got like 17 more guys that they can bring back or sign from other teams. See if they add to the 53, maybe do some moving around. I think also at some point we're going to hear from Terry today. It was cool to see the video. Looked like everybody was kissed and made up. They're all smiles.
Yep.
As we said, that you would see when they ended up.
That's what happens.
Deal.
You get a fat deposit.
So if we want to go through the groups, the Washington Post has a good breakdown in terms of the 53 quarterback, Jaden, Mariota, Josh Johnson. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Running back, because they trade away B-Rob, it's kind of as expected. Chris Rodriguez, Austin Eckler, Bill, and then Jeremy McNichols, who we know does special teams.
Mm-hmm.
At wide receiver, the five are Terry and Debo. Noah Brown, the rookie Jalen Lane, and Luke McCaffrey.
It's almost irresponsible to have five at this point. That's why you figure they got to have another, especially since Terry just got here, essentially. You're assuming he'll be a full go, but Noah Brown, you just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you're assuming he'll start week one, but after one play, who knows what's going to happen.
At tight end, you've got Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
You've got John Bates, Ben Sinnott, and Cakes mentioned Colson Yankoff. So they go with
unit.
Four tight ends.
It's a good unit. I like it.
Offensive line, you've got Tunsil, Brandon Coleman, Tyler Biadasz, Nick Allegretti, Andrew Wiley, the rookie who they drafted in the first round, Josh Connerly. In terms of depth, they've got Trent Scott, Chris Paul, and of course they just brought in George Fant. So it's
nine. I
think
they have five of those guys that can play tackle. And a couple of those tackles can play tackle and guard. So there's some flexibility there.
A lot of people worried about the defensive line. Weren't able to stop the run last year. Jonathan Allen has moved on. He's going to be playing with the Vikings. Who do you have this year? You got Daron Payne. He's back. You bring in Kinlaw via free agency. Dietrich Wise, Dorns Armstrong, who was okay last year. Johnny Newton. They've got Jean Baptiste still there, Jacob Martin, and Eddie Goldman. I think that to me is the biggest question.
Six
mark.
New guys, maybe it's five. Maybe it's five. Five new guys this year on the defensive line.
The only move, which maybe some people didn't expect, they released Jalen Holmes, defensive end. I mean, I didn't find that to be something shocking.
I didn't hear you say Sheldon Day. They must have released Sheldon too, right? He's not on there?
I don't think they kept Sheldon Day.
Yeah, he's not on there. I think they'll re-sign him to the practice squad because he's impactful, man. He makes plays occasionally when he's in there.
At linebacker, you've got Wagner and Luvu. They list Von Miller as a linebacker, but we know he's really just an edge rusher. Kane Medrano, who they drafted from UCLA. Jordan McGee, Nick Ballore, and Ali Kaho.
That is a thin unit.
Yeah, I do not
that
love
that. That's probably the thinnest unit.
That would be another position that I would say that they would look at.
It's a very top-heavy room.
I mean, if Luvu Wagner get hurt,
yeah.
Trouble. I assume Wagner will just be a rock. He'll just be out there every week. And maybe Luvu too, but you never know. I mean, that's a thin green group behind those two.
What'd they say? What's McGee's injury status currently?
Well, he played in the last preseason game.
But is he 100%?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
At corner, you've got Trey Amos, Lattimore, Sanristil, Noah I and Jonathan Jones.
By the way, I'm kind of surprised that there's trade buzz around Noah I.
Me too.
Like, if you actually have a good corner, like you have a depth corner,
why would you get rid of him?
What are you going to get? I guess you could get something decent in return.
He's a former first round pick. I was a little bit surprised too. I think it was Diana Rossini that.
I'm a little surprised that he's on the trade market, but
they're at least gauging interest,
right?
Because I guess if they think they have a deep room like they thought they had with the running back room, that they're going to try to use that.
I was surprised that B-Rob was on the trade market.
Yeah.
So,
and then at safety, you've got Quan Martin, Will Harris, Jeremy Rees, Percy Butler, and Tyler Owens.
It's a fairly solid group. I know Rees
probably
really
the deepest.
Yeah, Rees really popped in the preseason. See if that continues. They've always loved him on teams, but you know, he's playing a lot of defense in the preseason. So I don't know. Feel pretty good about it as long as Five's healthy. He gives us life. He gives us hope. Cakes. Through him, all things are possible.
This is very
also
correct.
Think if you compare where their roster is now to where it was a couple years ago, I think they only had one player in the top 100, and you can say that list is goofy, and now I believe they're up to four. Did Jaden finish 21st or 31st?
21. Yep.
You got Jaden, you got McLaurin, you got Tunsil, you got Debo, right? Mm-hmm. Am I missing somebody? Maybe even Luvu.
Luvu was definitely in the top 100.
Yeah, they might have had Wagner in there. Sometimes people put Wagner in, which I think is crazy. All I know is that there was a shocking number of potential skins you could put on your fantasy team. Like, if you wanted to load it up with the homegrown guys,
definitely.
You could put Jaden, obviously, Terry. Maybe you could put Zach Ertz. I don't know.
He's a good like late round tight end. Yeah. If you don't
you could definitely
tight end
put him on.
Yeah. Earlier in mid rounds, yeah. Zach Ertz is like last three or four rounds.
Both my kids took Bill late.
Eckler is attractive. Eckler,
you could take it to stuff your roster.
Especially in a PPR.
Debo,
yep. You could take. Yeah.
So the top 100, like I said, they're a lot more talented. Peters, they've done a good job in, you know, overcoming the wreckage of Ron Rivera and his horrible drafts. And they have restocked this team. It's not perfect yet. We always said when he took over that it would probably take 3 years. Mm-hmm. They still are going to have some holes, but here are your five guys in the top 100. You've got Tunsil, who came in at 86.
Mm-hmm.
You were right. Bobby Wagner got in there at 74. Luvu at 70. McLaurin at 52.
Oh, so Debo did get
And then Jaden Daniels at 21. So... It really is night and day from where they were just a couple seasons
ago. Also, when your team does well, some of your guys get a little more shine, you know?
Yeah, but Luvu, Wagner, Tunsil, Jaden, they weren't here 2 years ago.
Yeah.
No, these are all new guys.
And so you can say they get more shine. Yeah, Terry maybe did, but he also benefited from the quarterback. Those are all guys who Adam Peters brought in.
By the way, remember how much we were fawning? This is from a few years ago over the draft night trade of moving down to let the Saints pick Chris Olave. Like, oh, look at all these players that the Commanders have acquired. Sam Howell, Jahan Dotson, Brian Robinson. There's a fourth that I can't recall off the top of my head.
Yeah, they're all
gone. Guys are all gone. They've all disappeared.
I assume Dotson's still made the Eagles.
He's still on the Eagles. He's the third wideout.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But they traded for Mechie.
They added Mechie to the mix.
And I think that he's probably above Dotson in the depth chart.
Uh-huh. Man, I remember
maybe not
looking at all that return being like, wow, the Commanders did well.
Yeah. Didn't work out, Cakes. What are you gonna do?
History did not treat it very well.
I mean, I don't know if this is an official depth, but they still have Dotson as one of the top three.
Yeah.
Mechie behind him.
Jahan Dotson, Super Bowl champion. Don't forget
that's right.
That.
That is right.
You know, I had no ill will against him.
No, he seemed like a nice kid.
Nice kid, tried, whatever.
I know that
didn't fit the system.
Dan Quinn and Adam Peters were not fans.
I think they wanted a little more physical receiver. He just didn't fit the bill.
He was not their kind of guy.
So
do we think they're going to go out and get a receiver today? Maybe a linebacker?
Like Hunter Renfro's out there, right? And listen, I don't know if he might be 100. I don't know how
old he is. He's 33.
Yeah, but they were showing clips of him still just turning guys around in camp.
I think he's 30 or 31. I mean, I could be wrong.
Luke McCaffrey would kill to be an old Hunter Renfro.
Of course he would.
Why wouldn't we sign him?
He's 29.
He's 29. Oh, he's 29.
Yeah, he's not even 30 yet.
Oh. He just has a serious receding hairline, so he looks older than he is.
JP, I did it 25 or 26. Right. It happens. You're right. He's happens. The draft. We all know this happens.
He is 29. He just looks like he's
33. It happens to the best of us.
I mean, he's falling off a cliff, right, because of injuries and everything else, but...
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They showed some clips of him turning guys around.
Another guy who's...
He hadn't played since, I can't believe what, 23?
I cannot believe how well-traveled Correct. This guy is, because he put up good numbers early in his career, and I'm not advocating for picking him up, because he's clearly a bit of a head case. Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, look he's at how many like teams, five teams.
Look at how many teams he's been on, like, just in the last, like, year and a half.
Yeah.
He's like...
He's a nightmare.
Yeah, he must be.
There's
a
no
nightmare.
Way Quinn would want him.
I mean,
on that
the Browns cut him. So that right. that in and of itself, I would be like, okay, the Browns are cutting you. Mm. Like, you definitely have some sort of like damage.
But he's obviously got some talent. But
he had a couple really good seasons.
I'd bring Hunter Renfrow in and kick his tires.
Why not?
At a minimum.
But Jason's right. Yeah. I mean, he had 103 receptions in his third season in the league. All right, 2021.
Yeah.
Since then, after having 103 receptions and 9 touchdowns, in 2022, he had 36 receptions with 2 touchdowns. 2023, he had 25 receptions with 0 touchdowns, didn't play in 24.
Right.
Was he on a roster or was he just hurt? Was he just out for, I mean, I think obviously that's got to be injury related, all that stuff,
yeah,
right?
He was hurt. I believe he was on the Raiders.
He was released by the Raiders in March of 2024.
So he wasn't on a roster last year.
Nope. Not that I see.
Yeah. Wow. Then he was signed by Carolina and then they released him.
Well, I'm interested.
A couple months later.
I'm interested. I'm not saying you have to do it, but I'm interested. He piqued my curiosity. Any other names out there or guys that have accomplished anything?
That, I don't think there was anybody
at the receiver position in particular.
KJ Osborne got scooped up real quick.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, back to the Vikings, I believe.
I was kind of surprised. That one did surprise me. I'll say that. That one definitely surprised. I thought he probably had locked up a spot. He would have been my sixth receiver.
Probably the highest profile free agent wideout names right now are Deontay Johnson, who I mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Robert Woods was let go by the Steelers.
Uh-huh.
He's getting a bit up there in years.
Uh-huh.
And Gabe Davis. I mean, nothing great. Mm-hmm. There's nothing great out there.
Right.
Gabe Davis had a pretty good year 2 seasons ago.
He had
maybe
like
3
one
seasons
outlier
ago.
Year.
Yeah.
His hands have always been an issue. Pretty big issue for a wide receiver.
Right. And we just had that with Moore in camp.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing with Renfrow. Why can't he be the wide receiver version of Zach Ertz? Why can't he find the fountain of youth, Cakes?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, if the Panthers are cutting you.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
It's obviously something he can't do anymore.
Yeah.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll get back into the Commanders. Ben Standing will join us as we get ready for the season, which I believe is now just 8 days away.
Love it.
Your opener,
Love
NFL
it.
Opener, is 8 days away. Commanders, of course, playing not this Sunday. The following Sunday, they open up against the Giants. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.